It was a very big deal back in May when President Obama paid a short visit to the country we alternately call Burma and Myanmar. But the visit was short in part because there's still some doubt about the commitment of the country's leaders to democratic reforms. It's been a repressive place for a very long time. Refugees still have to hole up in places just beyond Burma's borders. It was one such gathering place for refugees that led to the creation of the organization known as Eyes to Burma, started by former Ashland resident and longtime photographer Fred Stockwell. He's the founder of Eyes to Burma. In our studio here today, Fred, welcome to The Exchange.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here.
You're going to have to get a lot closer than that, Fred.
Okay.
I wasn't kidding about that. And Cara Lewis is with us as well. She's an Eyes to Burma board member. Cara, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Fred, I understand that this all started because you had thought you were going to retire to Thailand. It didn't turn out to be much of a retirement, I gather.
That's right. It was the general plan. But, of course, retirement's got its own problems. What do you do? And so you sort of look around for things. But, yeah, I did retire, and now I'm twice as busy as I've ever been, if not more.
So what was it that triggered the creation of Eyes to Burma? What sequence of events led to this?
Well, when I went to Thailand, I've been there a few times as a photographer, and I was looking to pick up photographs of things that interested me at the time, which was the Buddhist and the temples, something I'd never really got into. And that's when I discovered the garbage dump. And I must admit, that was quite shocking. It was a, I guess you could say it's a life-changing vision. You see this and you go, what on earth is going on? And I was in a very good position where I could change my life quite easily. I had no responsibilities. I was living alone. So I kind of, to cut the long story short, I just decided I was going to go there and see if I could make a difference. And this is 6 years now.
So I know that you're used to describing things by pointing a camera at it, but what did you see there? Give us the audio description of what you saw. Is Mae Sot was the name of the
land. Mae Sot's town. It's a border town with Burma in Thailand. It's about 70% Burmese that live there. And these people that lived in the garbage dump, there's about 400 of them. They were eking out a living. They were living under plastic, trying to keep dry in the rainy season. They were going through the garbage for bottle tops, plastic. They were definitely not in good shape. They was eating. What really disturbed me was watching people finding food in the garbage. That was like, this isn't right anywhere, you know. And it's like 15 minutes from a major city. No one cared about them. That was the bottom line. No one knew what to do with them. If other organisations got involved, you've got a financial issue. What do you do? How do you do it? And not everyone can sort of say, right, this is a 5-year project or 10-year project. I don't think anyone knows how long it would take. I just bounced from 1 year to the next year because it became more of a commitment each time. And a little bit of progress, and as time goes on, then these people that are very dirty and very bedraggled, you start to create relationships. You start to know them. You know who they are. And, of course, that's the real hook. Now I know who you are.
And you can't turn your back at that point.
No.
And so what were some of the first steps you made? I mean, even before you created Eyes to Burma, what were some of the things you were doing for the people living in that landfill?
Yeah, that's a good one.
And there I am using the euphemism landfill. It was a garbage dump.
Yeah, and it's a pretty bad garbage dump compared to most garbage dumps. Well, that's it. You stand there and look at it and go, okay, I'm here to make a difference. Now what do I do? So I observed, I watched, I got to know the people, looked and thought. It was obvious after a while they had no footwear, their feet were getting treaded, so I started buying boots. I'd take over 10 pairs of boots on a little motorbike I'd rented. Then you hit another problem. There's 400 people and you've got 10 pairs of boots. And what you've done is you've got a lot of people that are not unhappy, but you've disappointed them. So then you find yourself running backwards and forwards, trying to keep everybody happy, because, you know, it's a very emotional thing. So anyway, it started with the boots, and it's grown and grown, and I can bring you quickly up to date. We've now got a community centre, a clinic. We've actually got two community centres. We've got electricity on one of the buildings, and this is over 6 years, and things are just amazingly different, amazingly different.
So, Cara Lewis, how long have you been on the board of Eyes to Burma?
Probably since January, after my boyfriend and I got back from visiting Mesa in December last year.
So you saw it yourself, and you saw pretty much the same things Fred is talking about just 6 years later.
Yes, yeah.
And was there anything in your frame of reference or experiences that prepared you for the things you saw at Mesa?
No, I wasn't sure what to expect when I got there because I hadn't been around that kind of extreme poverty before, and I wasn't sure how I'd handle it. And but when we got there, it was just like life. Like, it wasn't shock. Or, I mean, it was shocking and scary to realize how hard life is when you don't have easy access to, like, a doctor or clean water or food, and how, like, if you get a simple cut, it could get infected and you could be seriously ill or die within, like, 2 weeks. It's just crazy. But what was awesome was our time there with Fred, was seeing Fred there every day helping the people and giving them easy access to those essentials. And it was very hopeful and inspiring, and that's why we got involved.
It seems like there are so many things that we take for granted, though. I mean, things like having water and sanitation and food at least available to us, if not immediately right nearby. But we're talking about a frame of reference that even excludes those basic necessities, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the getting sick thing was the most shocking for me, because I'd gotten ill before we went to Thailand. I just had the flu here in Ashland, and I remember just laying in bed feeling awful. And then when we went there and I saw people in similar situations, I was like, I remember how awful I felt like a few weeks ago, and these people don't have medicine or doctors except for what Fred is able to provide, and, you know, give them rides to the Maytau Clinic, which is 10 minutes, 15 minutes away, and they're dependent on Fred taking them there in his truck.
We're talking to Carl Lewis and Fred Stockwell of Eyes to Burma. Fred Stockwell is the founder. Carl Lewis is one of the board members, and they're talking about the place where Eyes to Burma does its work, which is at the Maysot trash dump.
That's it.
In Thailand. You can join us here on the Jefferson Exchange with questions or comments or questions about how to help, perhaps. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Email address, jx@jeffnet.org. So pick up the story again at the boots, because I remember the boot story from earlier visits here. But,
yeah,
you know, 10 pairs of boots, 400 people. How long, then, between that first movement of boots on the motorbike to actually creating this organization, Eyes to Burma?
Well, Eyes to Burma was created or started through people of a like mind, I suppose. I was back in Ashland about 4 years ago, I want to say, and I was doing little photographic shows and trying to get people interested in what we were doing. And this lady came to me and said, "You need some help." And this was Eileen, who's our secretary. So she created our non-profit, and she's great. She's a lawyer. She knows how to do this stuff. And within no time, we've got a non-profit, which is a big deal, because now people can donate and get their taxes of deductibility. So that was really the start of Eyes to Burma, and then other people have come on board, like Kara. She's there, and she does a wonderful job. She does a lot of stuff. And so I can actually get on and do what I do. And, you know, you can imagine a small organization that has to do everything that's so difficult. I can focus every single day on what I do. And Kara, Eileen, Ron Rezik, they take care of so much here. So it works.
So how big has Eyes to Burma gotten in terms of either the amount of dollars you can spend in a given year or the number of volunteers working on the programs or anything like that?
Well, I think the volunteer thing it always comes back to efficiency. You know, if you've got the right people that know what they're doing, you don't need a lot of volunteer help. Money's always a problem, because what happens now is as we go forward, we're finding more problems. The water, we put in water, and it's quite expensive. I've got 5 tanks in there now. And once we put the water in, a lot of the sickness went away. But the tanks I've put in, the water has to be trucked to the garbage dump. And it costs, you know, it's quite expensive. The tanks are 2,000 litres each. I have to spread them around the tank so there's accessibility. And we have to keep moving them, because the garbage place keeps moving. But that's fine. I can do that, and it's not a big problem. But it's still, if you're not there, you can't do it. So I'm released from all this other stuff, which is so important, just to do what I do. We've gone from Walter. Now we've stepped up. We're now finding we had two babies die, one beginning of this year and one the end of last year. They died not through total neglect, but they died of malnutrition because the mothers didn't ask, didn't know what to do. Their education with babies isn't great. That's gone away. We've had no more babies die. And right now we've got four babies on formula. And formula's quite expensive. So I have to make sure that formula's always there. And I don't know how long this is going to go on for, but you got to do it. And we are talking four babies.
Four, okay.
Yeah.
So, Kara Lewis, as a member of the board and based in the United States, where Fred does seem to spend a lot of his time right there in Thailand, is there a greater sense of the overall picture? And I ask this in the context of you're still helping people living in a trash dump. Is there a question down the road of perhaps helping them to move out to get to other places? Is that part of the mission of Eyes to Burma?
We're definitely thinking about sustainability, how can we help the people at the dump take care of themselves so they aren't dependent on outside help. But Fred would probably be able to answer that question better than me. I help with like administrative stuff. I manage the Facebook page mm-hmm. and help with the website.
All right, let me come back to that with Fred. I want to get a call in here, and this is Jamie in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Fred Stockwell and Kara Lewis of Eyes to Burma.
Yes, good morning, Jeffrey. This question is, I guess, to the panel would be of just a general interest. It would be like, it's kind of like on a geopolitical scale. It's like have either of you or the organizations that you have going, have you reached out to any parties inside the heart of Burma, such as like Aung San Suu Kyi's people or somebody like that? Have you made some inroads into the actual country of Burma in order to help the situation at the border between Thailand and Burma? And Jeffrey, if they have any answers for that, I'll take them off of the air.
I'm sure they do. Thanks for the call, Jamie. And Fred, start there and expand out, if you would, to whether things have changed at all, given some of the changes going on in Myanmar/Burma.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of talk over the last few years about the changes in Burma and the investment that's going in. It's fraught with problems. We only get little snippets. Burma's made up of 137 different ethnic groups. That's one problem. The money that's coming in is the different countries like the US, France, etc. Many countries want to invest there. The whole reason that's set up that they would accept investment is because they're only people that were in there was China, and they was getting nervous of that. So everyone's going in there, throwing money at it, and it's got a long, long way to go. It's not going to get to the bottom. The government own the land in Burma, which makes it very difficult for any company to set up there. So, yes, there are changes. It's very, very expensive now. Tourism's coming into Burma. They're building hotels. I've been there three times. The first time I went, I paid $15 for a room. The same room now in the same hotel is $200. So it's fascinating to watch. We're going to see mistakes. We're going to see good stuff, bad stuff. It's a very wealthy country. Diamonds, lots of gemstones, oil, lumber, minerals. It's so wealthy. It's just about like Korea was.
Mm-hmm.
Like Korea is, I should say, in its the way it was very difficult to go to.
And South Korea was also a military dictatorship for a long time.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So it will change. They want it to change. They want to guide it into a high-end tourist country. But there is going to be a lot of problems.
And so to the larger question of trying to make some efforts to get people removed from the very situation where they're living at the trash dump in Mae Sot, I mean, these people are essentially invisible to the Thai government, aren't they?
Well, there's been some improvements there. We've managed to get them ID cards, which has given them security. Before, my truck and what we did was so important to take them anywhere to the clinic. We had lots of police raids. We've managed to get rid of that. They've become... Their status has gone up a little bit.
Did I hear that right? Police raids?
Oh, it's wicked, terrible police raids there. Go in there, they destroyed everything. And I really don't blame the Thais, and I even don't blame the police. It's really they were illegal, living in a garbage dump, and people just didn't know what to do with them. But we don't get the police raids anymore. I think the real trick isn't to get them out of the garbage dump, but to improve the conditions that they work in the garbage dump. These are people we need. We need recyclers all through the world. They're recycling our garbage, and they make money. Unfortunately, not enough. They're still the underdog, but our goal now is to improve the conditions. There are no toilets. There's no washing facilities. One of the bigger achievements this year is every year I've had to put plastic sheets over what we would call a house. I had a big push this year. We rebuilt all the houses. We've made the community work together. Now we've got nice little houses, and we haven't bought any plastic sheets. So it's year by year just making improvements and getting ideas.
Carl Lewis, in the few seconds we have left, I mean, what's it like to try to maintain a sense of hope amidst this bleak situation that you got to see for the first time this year?
It's helped. My boyfriend has Google messaging, and so I get to talk to Fred every week. And so I get to hear the ups and downs, and it's always working and moving forward, and it's always changing, but that's a good thing.
Yeah. How do people get a hold of the organization if they're interested in helping or just finding out more?
They can go to our website, www.eyestoburma.org, and they can see all the events we have going on, including a benefit concert this Saturday.
Where's that?
Grizzly Peak Winery, 5 to 7.
All right. So eyestoburma.org, and you also maintain a Facebook page from the sounds
of
it. Yes. All
right. We have 250 likes. Like us on Facebook.
Okay. So Eyes to Burma is the name of the organization. Fred Stockwell founded it. Carl Lewis is one of the board members. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks.
That'll do it for Hour 1. We'll talk about the big dig in Jacksonville coming up.